I spent most of the weekend talking to an awful lot of those and visiting some of them. First off, Greg, I never said it to cause any pain. Any of them homeowners that I did cause hurt to last Friday, I want to apologise unreservedly. And I suppose we started a conversation last Friday, and you posed the question to me in relation to homeowners with bonds. And I went on to set out to you that not everybody had a bond, that some people built houses by direct labour. And many did. That's not to say that others didn't have bonds. Some got the impression that I was blaming builders or blaming the many workmen that were in the county at the time. Mm. Far from it. And the truth of the matter, Greg, I was one of those that built my house in 2002 by direct labour. I was one of those that supervised my own house. And I'm now one of those with Mike.
Right. What perplexed me a little bit about singling that group of people out, Niall, is that, you know, I mean, it is possible that some people, that is why their homes were affected, but they're still not to blame as such. But that doesn't explain...
I was never blaming anybody other... I didn't want to talk about it. It was a terrible interview, Greg, and it's purely my fault. There's one blame here, and that's the blocks and the quarry produced them. There's no question about that. I done my home by direct labour because I could say I'd done it cheaper. I could do it cheaper, I'd done it cheaper. Invested a lot of time and money, like everybody else.
Mm. Because I built mine by direct labour, but I was lucky because I trusted that the materials supplied would be fit for purpose, and I was, so far anyway, I'm lucky and that was the case. But it's down to luck, so it's not.
I'm not coming to this as a politician that's out to save my party. Far from it. I'm out to represent the people of Donegal. I want the best deal for all those affected by this nightmare. I don't want to watch continuing at the moment to continue. Everything I said was in the context of getting the best deal for all those people.
Mm.
But some of the things I said.
Yes, but in fairness, Senator.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Very genuinely.
I know that, but you did also sort of come out all gun blazing to some extent too. And when I asked you, did you support the protests, you said no. And you talked of people whipping up anger and sort of, you know, that it wasn't necessarily the people. And I made that point to you on Friday, that it wasn't necessarily the people that were angry, but it's their anger and their distress which was being whipped up. And you could read between the lines, and I think the sort of implication there was that was for political gain. So it's not that it come across to me anyway, Senator, that you come out and there's the points that you wanted to make and you made them, and you've had the weekend to reflect and now...
Let me say it like this, Greg. You hadn't asked me to support the protests. What you had asked me was that I support the 100% redress. The 100% redress isn't a silver bullet. I was at the discussion last Thursday, and I outlined to you last Friday that if that 100% redress was to go ahead, as was discussed at that meeting, doors and windows that would cost up to €30,000 to any applicant if they had a tumbler house wouldn't be part of it. They still have to go and apply for planning. They still have to pay €3,000 up front. There are issues over and above just 100% redress. It's not as straightforward as that. But these are issues that we want to resolve.
Yeah, but in fairness, I did ask you if you support, and I'm not the type of person that wants to take clips and pay them back, because I don't think that's fair. But it was in the context of the protest that I asked you that question. Now, also, to 100% redress, throw out the 90-10 scheme, which isn't a 90-10 scheme, and bring in proper full redress. That covers your skirt and boards, that covers your doors, and that covers your windows. That was the way the question was phrased.
Well, not as it was presented last Friday, and that was my point, Greg. And for me to talk about that, I presented it really badly when I talked about talking it up. I wasn't talking to an individual. I don't want people to stay in their homes and not talk about this. People are feeling an awful lot of pain. I know that. I've been dealing with friends, family, people that walked the street for us the last 6-7 years with Micah. I know their pain. What I was talking about was politicians looking to have an inquiry. If there's an inquiry during the process when we're having the proper scheme in place, it could jeopardise us. All I was asking for is the space over the next few months to get a proper scheme in place. Have all the inquiries they want after that.
So do you believe that this current scheme has enough latitude within it to be a satisfactory scheme to build, to restore all of homes in Donegal and to cover all scenarios that so no person who's losing their home through no fault of their own and who relied on oversight, that they would be able to have their homes returned? So you believe this scheme is flexible enough to allow that and you also believe it should retain that 90-10 element?
I put it like this, Greg. I want to get the best deal in Dublin. That's the first thing. The fear I have, and hear this, the fear I have is back 2 years ago we were told that if you're changing a 90-10, it goes back to the drawing board. At the moment, the 90-10 scheme exists. Okay, once it exists, the government are on the hook to do something about all those homeowners in Donegal. That's why it was so important to get it over the line.
Yeah, but there's no bars on the hook.
Hear me out. If you drop that scheme to design a new one, how long does that take? Mm. Does the government fall in the meantime? Because once there's no scheme in place, the hook isn't really there. I'm not anti 100% redress. I want the best possible outcome. But this isn't straightforward. But we will battle and do our best to get the best scheme for everybody in Donegal.
So you believe that this scheme can be adjusted, right, so that it is, if it is to be 90-10, it is truly 90-10, that it will take into consideration increased building cost. Do you think that it can be changed so that if you change your outer leaf, for example, and then, you know, your inner leaf starts going, that you can return to the scheme? Do you think it's flexible enough that, you know, if someone, the actual homeowner, God forbid, dies during the application process, that whomever takes over that house can also access the scheme? You know, there's a million examples that I could give you. Do you genuinely believe that this scheme is adaptable and flexible enough to match all of those circumstances?
I'd put it like this. I think if people had a proper 90% scheme we promised the first day, that included your doors and windows, your fittings inside, including your rent if you had to move out of your home, including your storage for your belongings. If there was an exemption there for planning purposes, I think it goes some way to resolving the issues on the ground. It goes a long way. But that's not delivered yet. And it's not that I'm knocking 100% redress. My fear is this, and I spoke to an awful lot of people over the weekend about this. Some people don't mind the existing being demolished and waiting a year, 2 years. Others are in the process and want to get on with their job. My fear is if you knock one scheme, how long does it take to get a second one designed and put in place? It took the last one 2 years. Are people prepared to wait that?